Welcome, everybody, to...
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Angie and Friends Spiritual Discoveries. Hi, Jennifer. Good to see you. I'm Reverend Angie Hewitt-App. I'm a registered Lilydale medium. And next to me is Reverend Dr. Patricia Bell, also a registered Lilydale medium. Welcome, Patricia. Love that you're here.
Great to be here with you, Angie.
It's wonderful. Yes. And hi, Laura. And hi, Mary. And we're going to definitely, we're going to have a great conversation today. We're going to talk a lot about Lilydale, and a lot of you hear me talk about Lilydale all the time, and it's my favorite place ever, and I know so many of you feel the same, and I know Patricia absolutely feels the same, and she's been there for how many years?
Over 20.
Have you? Wow. Wow, and Patricia has, I'm going to ask her some questions about Lilydale, and also she's got an amazing house in Lilydale that I want to hear all about your house, too, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I want to go through a couple things. Hi, Missy. A couple things. I invite you all, as you come on, tell us where you're from. We'd love to hear where you're from. And I also want to invite you to, you know, Lilydale is not just a summer place. There are things that go on in Lilydale all year round. If you go on Lilydale's Facebook page and look at events on the page, you'll see the different courses and classes that go on all year round. And also on Lilydale Assembly's website page, go on there too. You know, take a look. There's so many amazing things. And it's amazing now too, I think, Patricia, that we are on Zoom and that we're able to connect, because we don't have to, we can be in any place in the world and take a course in Lilydale, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we have had people in the children's program from Australia, South Africa,
wow,
Belgium, Italy, and that was last year's program.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to see this year as everybody's getting more used to being on. Patricia, right now we have Ty. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. She's saying hi from Brazil. We have Jennifer. Yeah.
Bonjour.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've been there, right?
I spent over, the first time I went to Brazil was in 1976.
Wow.
And yes, I'm a daughter of the Casa of John of God.
Yeah.
And I have many spiritual brothers and sisters in Brazil, and I love it there. So
amazing. Look at that. Nice. That's the first time we've had somebody from Brazil on, so that's wonderful. And we have Patricia from Fort Myers, Florida. You're familiar with Florida.
Yes, in fact, I'm in Florida right now.
Yes, yes, in the sunshine. I'm sure you're not looking at your window, out your window seeing snow like I am, but I do have sunshine, so that's a good thing.
Well, I'm 5 generations Floridian.
Oh, are you? Okay, nice. We have Missy from Torrance, California. Hi, Missy. We have Denise from Toronto, Canada. And we're happy that you're here too, Ty. I hope I pronounced your name right. And then we have Linda from Ohio, and just down the road a bit in Syracuse, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. And Mary from Attica. So welcome, everybody. I'm happy, so happy that you're here. I invite you, as Patricia and I have our conversation, you know that I love for you to ask questions and make comments, and I'll bring them up. We'd love that. And Kelly, I wish I was in Florida too. Cassandra from Niagara Falls. So before we start, I just want to tell you about a few other shows that are on Blog Talk Radio that are all excellent shows. So we have on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. is Colleen Vanderzijden, Embracing Your Essence. John White, love John White. He's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Journey of Light. Sharon Hill is Medium Monday, and that's Mondays at noon. Celeste Elliott, Wake Up to Spirit, that's Thursdays at 10 a.m. And Wednesdays with Willa White is Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Okay, so that's some other shows. Definitely check them out. They're all they're excellent shows. And of course, always come on Fridays at noon. And you'll have Angie and Friends Spiritual Discoveries. And I love seeing you too. We're going to start out, you know, how I feel about meditation, and that meditation to me is one of the most important things we can do for ourselves always. I know Patricia agrees with me on that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what I have, I don't know if anybody's familiar with this book. I don't know if you are, Patricia. It's Simple Abundance by Sarah Von Braunek. And years ago, I was introduced to this book. I kind of was having one of those years, you know, we all have them. And this last past year has been hard, obviously challenging for all of us. And I started to read this book. And one of the amazing things about it is you can go in every day. And like here, I just opened to June 6th, you know, and there's something in here and a topic that has to do with the year, with the time of year. And that for me, it seemed like every time I opened it and read it, that book spoke to me personally. And one of the things I loved, and we've heard so much about gratitude journals, you know, now, back, this is probably 20 years ago, I think that book came out, and she introduced the gratitude journal. And I thought, I'm going to give it a try, because she said, if you focus on the things that you're grateful for, you'll bring more of those into your life. And I thought, of course I want to do that. And you know, I always thought, like, back then I'd be grateful, you know, if I could, you know, for big things, you know, let me have a big house, or let me have, you know, bigger things or what have you. And what I really found were the things that I was grateful for were I came in the house and my dog licked me, you know, on my face, or, you know, I looked at the beautiful spring flowers coming up, or somebody looked at me and smiled, like things like that. So I feel like on this show, I'm going to challenge you all to start a gratitude journal. And it was interesting, because one of the things, you had to write 3 to 5 things. So start a journal and write 3 to 5 things at the end of the day that you're grateful for. Okay. And for me, there were days that I wasn't having a good day, and I had to look for things. You know, I wanted to write my journal, and I did. And I found that there are so many things to be grateful for, and it really did change my life. So, Patricia, have you ever done that? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yes, because to me, gratitude is the way that just starting our life, and it's such an amazing catalyst of abundance for everything that we get to experience during this lifetime. It's wonderful, and anybody here who is in tune with that, they're going to see just what you said. It opens you up in ways that you wouldn't have thought.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You know, I did it for a year, and then she said, go back and read through, you know, and it reminded me. Sometimes you forget, you know, about some of those little things, and it's so important to focus. It changed my life. In fact, so everybody, I'm challenging you to start a gratitude journal, and we can talk about it every week, and I'm going to do it too. So, I'd love to start with, so Linda said gratitude journals are amazing. I think so too. Cassandra, you're going to visit Lilydale as soon as the weather breaks. That's awesome. I'll be there too. Ty, you wish you could have money for me and my mom to visit you all. We'll help you think of a way we'll do some manifesting and help you. We'd love to have you. Okay, so we're going to start with meditation. So I invite you all to just close your eyes for a moment and take a long, slow, deep breath in, and then slowly exhale, and take a few more wonderful deep breaths, slowly exhaling. And begin to feel any tension melting away as you gradually relax deeper with each breath. And taking another long, slow, deep breath in and exhale. Feeling yourself drifting into a state of deep relaxation. Continuing to breathe slowly and gently as you bring your awareness to the top of your head and begin to picture a warm, loving, golden light spreading from the top of your head down to your toes. Feeling your muscles relax as the light washes over you, surrounding and protecting you. Continuing to take a few more deep breaths, feeling yourself relaxing deeply. And in this safe, relaxed state, begin reflecting on all the things you're grateful for in your life. Loved ones, breath in your lungs, sunshine, fresh air, the tasty dinner you had last evening, a nice compliment from a coworker, or whatever comes to your mind. And as each gratitude appears, visualize yourself saying the words, thank you, to each. Picture the person you're grateful for standing in front of you and tell them how grateful you are for them and why. Try to make the image and feeling as real as you can. And even think about maybe the delicious apple you ate for lunch yesterday and say thank you to it. Just allowing each thing you're grateful for just to come in, saying thank you. And then thinking of the next. And now, allow the feeling of deep gratitude to come into your body. And notice where in your body this feeling is. Take a few deep breaths, allowing this feeling to expand all through your body. Enjoying the pleasant feeling gratitude gives you as you feel it washing away any tension or stress that you're carrying in your body anywhere. Allowing yourself to feel the gratitude energy, feel the relaxation, and just imagining that that stress is just dissolving. And I'm going to now give you an affirmation, and I'll say a few words at a time. And you can repeat them silently to yourself. Thank you for the many blessings I have been bestowed with. May these blessings multiply as I continue to notice and give thanks for them. Thank you, universe. Amen. And I invite you now to open your eyes and wiggle your fingers and toes. And now my favorite time of the show, we get to talk to Patricia. So I like starting off with a meditation. I think that's we need so much of that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
These days and always. So I'm going to read you all Patricia's bio, okay, because I want you to know about her. And she didn't ask me to do this, but I want to. So because she's done, like, so many amazing things. Dr. Patricia Bell is regarded as one of the world's most gifted clairvoyants, astrologers, and speaker. With a PhD from the International College of Spiritual Science in Montreal, Dr. Bell's studies have brought her under the tutelage of some of the world's most noted teachers in astrology, Kabbalah, humanities, North American medicine, world religions, and yoga. A resident medium of the exclusive Lilydale community, Patricia has helped thousands of people to heal, connect, and find answers to life's toughest questions. Valued as the great mother in holistic circles, Patricia continues to touch and contribute to the world's spiritual well-being with her dedication to her work. Dr. Bell is also the author of the recently published book titled Timeless Love, A Guide to Healing Grief and Learning to Live Again, described as constant prayer and a litany of love and liberation. Often the subject of magazine articles, radio, and television programs, Dr. Patricia Bell has made many media and event appearances. So welcome, Patricia. That's your official welcome now, even though we've been talking.
Thank you.
So you know what? I know some things about you because I've known you for a couple years, but I don't know your story. Like, how did you know you were a medium? How did you end up in Lilydale? I'd love to hear that.
Okay. First of all, my family was very mediumistic.
Okay.
My grandfather, who was chief police inspector of New York City, the 111th precinct, was a totally intuitive man. My mother, she also was mediumistic. In fact, at a very young age, she started training me. I don't know whether I was 8 or 9 or something like that. And it was interesting because she trained me in automatic writing. And I remember being 16 years old and the placement of the pen in my hand wrote in French, ouvrez la porte, which means open the door.
Wow.
And at that moment, we opened the door and every one of the pictures in the apartment started to shake. So, you know, it's been a lifestyle. Plus, my mother, you know, as I said, was very mediumistic. Again, when I was a young child, and we always lived between Florida and New York because my father worked for Yonkers and Roosevelt Raceways and for Harry M. Stevens, the caterers. So as a little girl, we were driving from, my mother was driving me and my sister and 2 dogs, a cat, and a friend, and we were going from Florida to New York. So I guess I was 8, 9 years old. And, you know, if you've ever traveled with kids, oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah.
So we get to the motel at south of the border, and we unpack the kids, the dogs, everything. And then my mother shows up and says to me, we're leaving. And, you know, I'm like this kid, you know, come on, Mom, what do you mean get back in the car?
Yeah.
Dogs, and she said, I saw my people by the car, and they told us we had to leave.
Wow.
So we packed myself, my sister, the dogs, da, 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 back in the car. 10 minutes later, on the radio as we were driving away, newsflash, the boiler in the place blew up.
Wow.
So when you raise that way, it's sort of like, wow. Okay, you have definitely aha moments.
Yes.
And as far as how I got to Lilydale, my dear friend John White, you know, who I've known, as I say, since a child. Actually, we know each other 47 years.
Wow.
Kept inviting me to come to Lilydale. But I was the singular caretaker of my parents and, of course, of my children and my grandchildren. And so after my mother passed, I was sitting there and I had already a mediumship practice locally and an astrology practice. And I was sitting there meditating, feeling like basically an orphan because kids are grown, parents now gone. And I said, Spirit, where do I belong? 4 hours later, John White called me and asked me, are you ready to come to Lilydale now?
Wow.
And of course I went, and I had had this dream about going around the lake to Lilydale ever since I was 7 years old.
Wow.
And the first time I drove around, I knew that was my dream since as a child.
Wow. So it was, you were always kind of heading in that direction from the time you were a child with that a dream.
Well, you know, it was really interesting because once we were in Fort Lauderdale once, and my mother went to a reader, and the reader said to her, your daughter's going to be more of a medium than you are.
Really?
Wow. It kind of upset her a little bit because I was just a kid, but, you know, I think it's a question of spirit in your heart.
Yes.
And how it is that you really want to do it. It wasn't a question of ambition that, oh my gosh, I have to be a medium. When you read my book, Timeless Love, you understand that, you know, since nobody's building a room in their houses for either one of us as mediums, that everybody needs to learn how they can connect with those that they love that have crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I think it's great that they come to us for our love, our healing, our blessings, and our confirmation.
Right.
Yes, you know, your loved one is there for you.
Yeah, and they want to be there for us. They want to help us. They want to guide us if we just open up, right, to it.
Well, of course. And, you know, the fact that there are reasons why we don't open up. I mean, first of all, I sat in a development circle for 10 years with a number of other ladies, a very, you know, old school development circle, and not knowing who was going to be the medium.
Yeah.
And I was the one that developed that mediumistic sense. Stronger than my friends that were sitting with me.
So you sat in that circle and tell us about the circle. So that's a way to develop your intuition, is to sit and wait for spirit to come in.
That's why the home circles in Lilydale are so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, whether you're joining, Joanne and Marianne Steiner on Thursday nights in the home circle there. Home circles, which you can do on Zoom, at LilydaleAssembly.org, you develop that group presence. I'm going to tell you quickly a story that my teacher, Frieda Fell, taught me. She was from England, and there was Harriet and Charlie. And Harriet and Charlie went to a development circle every Tuesday night because Harriet wanted to develop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Charlie would go with Harriet and sit in the chair, and he immediately fell asleep as everybody else sat in meditation. After 5 years, Charlie woke up and he was the full-blown medium.
Because he was getting all the energy.
How spirit wants to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question of our soul, our spirit, To me, this is of being service.
Yes. Me too.
You know, and because spirit doesn't wear watches, that's how I got into astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like, we can talk about a little bit of astrology if you want.
Yes, absolutely. You know what I wanted to say really quick, though? You were talking about your mom, and that's pretty amazing that she listened to that, right, and got you away from that situation where the boiler blew up. And I think so often, like, we all get, like an intuitive thing, or we hear something, or we get a feeling, and we don't follow it. And I think that story just kind of shows, like you said at the time, you're thinking, why do we have to leave? This doesn't make any sense. But thank goodness she followed her intuition. And I feel like we all have that, right? And not just you and I are intuitive or mediumistic. I feel everybody is. You too?
I absolutely do. But, you know, with my mother, she said, I saw my people.
She saw them, yes.
And she could see spirit very clearly. But she was not trained.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how that affected her nervous system and how she needed better boundaries, because when she was 27, she went to a party and there was this woman there who wanted somebody to be a battery for someone to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother volunteered. And she did a full trance thing.
Wow.
Where the gentleman's voice came through her.
Wow.
And my grandmother was next to her. And it scared my grandmother so badly, she smacked her across the face. It's like, okay, training is necessary, people.
Yeah, I
know. Great people here that, you know, offer opportunities that we can develop our intuition. Whether you choose, your soul chooses to do this work, or whether you want to do it in your everyday life, it is amazing.
It is. It's so amazing. It changes your life. It really does. And
well, I think that astrologically, this is what we're being asked to do.
Let's talk. Let me just tell you. Let me tell you really quick. You have Jalen Law. Hi, Jalen. You have a lot of people saying hi. Same boat. Helping my family. Trying to grow my abilities with online classes and class here in Hudson Valley. Wanted to join your circle last night, but had her grandson. That's great. He was very open due to being asleep and open-minded. So that's talking about the circle. I just wanted you to hear what people are saying. So
that's super about your grandson, because I have been running the children's program in Lilydale 17 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a terrific, terrific children's program on Zoom. It will be July 18th through the 24th. And as soon as the catalog comes out and on the website, you can sign up. It's a one-time fee, $45
wow.
per household, per computer.
Wow.
And you get the whole week.
Wow.
And we've got terrific classes. I mean, we're doing everything from forest bathing to Harry Jim is going to be doing forgiveness with the Okapono.
Oh.
We're going to be doing, it's a wellness week for these students. I have an actual therapist that's coming in. We're going to work on grief and showing how planting trees is so meaningful.
Wow.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing week.
That sounds amazing. That's for $45 too for the household, and that's for a whole week.
For per computer log on, yes.
Yes. Okay. That's amazing. And what a great thing to talk to children about all the things you're talking about. That sounds awesome.
Well, you know how many, because obviously the adults can come.
Yeah.
And I want parents with the children.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Johnny or Judy comes to you and says, Mom, Grandpa's here, you can understand. Bob Kiss is teaching a wonderful class during Children's Week about ancestry and how he works with the parent and the children.
Wow.
It's awesome. They are our future.
Yes.
We're going to need not just to develop our intuition, but to develop ourselves as human beings. The interesting part, Angie, is Uranus is in Taurus right now.
Okay.
That is the exact same time in the 1800s that the Fox sisters developed their abilities, as well as Alain Kardec in Brazil, developed in spiritism.
Wow.
And so, and I, you know, this is a timing astrologically where we are opening ourselves up to be able to physically develop on higher levels if we are so inclined.
Because the energy is going to be just right for that is what you're saying, because of that.
Absolutely. Uranus is the transforming element of Taurus, the Earth.
Right.
So we are physically changing. It's like we're particularly reformulating.
Wow.
You know, when you look back historically in the 1800s, you know, there are stories about the understanding of particles and transformation during the time of Uranus and Taurus. And this is why so many people are opening up, A, to astrology, and B, to mediumship, because this is a wave of it that is addressing to those of us in our soul and in our spirit that it's really, really important. Now, once we understand Uranus and Taurus, Uranus is working with physical. We just had that Saturn-Uranus square. We had the snowstorms in Texas.
Yes.
And just the other day, we had an earthquake in New Zealand. Uranus and Taurus is a time where we're going to see whether physical Earth changes.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
But we're physical.
Right.
So we're seeing physical changes in our body chemistry, whether it is through COVID or anything else. We have the ability to transform ourselves. Once we connect to the higher level of Uranus, which is amazing because Jupiter is in Aquarius conjunct Mercury in Aquarius today.
Okay.
And it's saying, let's take this to the new genius level. Let's expand our scope so that we can know as above, so below. Uranus is as above. We are here as below. Now, the thing is, our spirit loved ones are as above and we are below.
Yes.
So we are fine-tuning our instrument to be able to communicate in levels that we never thought we could. This is why ordinary people who never thought they had any gifts at all are waking up and going, I'm having these aha moments.
Yes.
Things are shifting.
Yes.
And, you know, Lilydale is the place to come to have that safe, grounding energy where we're able to take classes. You know, there's so much need for healing to go on.
Yeah.
And I know that on March 20th and 21st, on March 20th, we have Jake Kennedy, who's doing a healing sound meditation for Lilydale Assembly.
Yeah, that's amazing.
At the Equinox, which is which is balancing us out.
Yes.
And then the very next night, we have Bob Giss doing his flute playing.
Yes.
So here we've got the ability. So like, if we say, oh my gosh, Patricia, things just seem to be so intense. We go and we do sound healing with these two amazing people, men, that are sharing their gifts with us, and we learn so much.
Mm-hmm.
We balance ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, historically this month of March, we've got Women's Day. Uranus and Taurus was a time where the feminine broke through. Sofia Kolesnaya from Russia was the first woman who ever was awarded a doctorate degree.
Wow.
And she was the one that found the particles around the planet Saturn.
Wow. Wow.
This, you know, they name an asteroid after her.
Wow. That's
amazing.
Because
of her brilliance. She was not only a mathematician and a scientist, she was a poet.
Wow.
And she came at a time where women weren't allowed to go to school.
Yeah.
And now in March, we have this fabulous Women's Day program that you can go on and understand more about Susan B. Anthony on March 7th with Mary Ann Steiner and Tammy.
Yeah.
And then we've got more programs with Debbie Pfeiffer in regards to women. So we are in tune.
Yeah.
Lily Dale is very much in tune astrologically to present to all of you what it is that we can do.
I love that. Are all those programs going to be on Zoom? They are, right?
They all are on Zoom, and they're only $20.
Yeah, so how can
you
not?
I mean, go to a sound healing in your own room, I mean, and to learn about, not only does that $20 go to help you understand, but it's supporting the Women's Day program.
Yeah.
We're supporting one another.
Absolutely, and that's what we have to do for sure. I'm glad. I'm happy that you brought that up. I'm going to have some of them on the radio show to talk about that. You know, Patricia, I have to read you this. So Missy says, if you asked me a year ago if I would be watching your show, I would have laughed. I'm opening up. And feel like a whole new world is opening up. So this makes total sense. She's Scorpio 10/30/70. But I think that that's true, that people are opening up and connecting more to their intuitive or mediumistic side, as you were just saying.
Well, not only do we have the Uranus and Taurus, but this last full moon, let's go back to the new moon. We had a stellium of planets in Aquarius. Of course, dear Missy, you're that stellium of planets in Aquarius was squaring your Scorpio energy to motivate you to transform.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with you, you're an Aquarian, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So all these planets are coming to you to get you the energy so that you yourself, Angie, can take your own understanding, soul and spirit to higher levels.
Wow.
But with Uranus and Taurus, and Uranus rules Aquarius, it's saying we have to take care of our bodies. We have to eat right. And that's the other thing about Uranus and Taurus, is so many people are growing their own foods. We have to look at the biochemistry of organic foods, how it's affecting us. I believe that those of us who are moving in to this new transformation, we are all becoming spiritual athletes.
Yeah.
And that this is the beginning of our triathlon, where we are opening ourselves up. You know, when you have six planets in one sign as Aquarius, the energy of it blows out to the other side, which is Leo. And Leo is asking us, have courage. Have passion. Of course, Leo rules children, and it also rules our heart.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. You know, when you look at Leo ruling the heart, you know, because I've studied medical astrology as well, it actually rules the physical heart.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
You know, people say Leos are very dramatic. Well, this is, you know, a hard thing.
With your heart, yes.
You know, their heart wants them to be seen.
Yes.
Well, Aquarians are very group-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have Aquarius on my sixth house and on my seventh. So, you know, yes, the group of children.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of my group, the group of Lilydale.
Yes.
You know, I love our old growth forest.
Me too.
And I
love
that too.
Yeah.
You know, how we can get healing by just walking through that forest is amazing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And that's why in the children's program, we're doing a Zoom of forest bathing.
Really?
But
that's amazing.
The stellium takes us to the full moon. And the full moon was in Virgo. And it says, what is your ritual to take care of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with all these energies.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
pushing the pizza ritual.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's kind of funny too, because like you were saying that to me about taking care of yourself, and all of a sudden I've had more of an urge than ever. I'm getting chills with everything you're saying, but more of an urge to think about what am I putting in my body and how am I taking care of myself? So I think self-care is important too. And that's going to get us to where we want to be.
Of course, because all this Aquarian stuff is actually to be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And by being who we are, we get to bring that to the group.
Yes.
And share with the group
yes.
who we are. You know, it's not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Why does Baskin and Robbins have all these different flavors?
Mm-hmm.
It's because we all are unique and mm-hmm. we all bring something special to the table.
Yeah. And if we take care of ourselves and we let ourselves shine, you know, sometimes I think that we think that we have to take care of everybody else, which we do, but it starts with us. Right. And I feel like if we take care of ourselves, go to the group, you know, let ourselves shine, we have more to give.
Exactly. That's like the sun on the opposition of the Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
The sun shines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sun gives the warmth.
Yeah.
You know, to that Aquarius energy. This is why coming from the heart, being courageous. I mean, I'm doing a class on April 17th, saying, where are my miracles? Zoom.
Okay. Is that through Lilydale?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, good. I'm marking that down. I want to make sure I attend. Everybody, I'm going to post this stuff. So if you watch, like, in the comments, all the things that Patricia's talking about, I'm going to post about the Women's Week that you're month that you're talking about, and also about this. That sounds good. You know, I know that you also, I have to say, it's Year of the Ox in Feng Shui, and I know you're an expert on that as well. But isn't that, like, also to connect to spirituality very much this year, too?
Absolutely, because once upon a time, the ox was considered a very spiritual creature because the ox has the ability to help others.
Mm-hmm.
But when we are in the Year of the Ox, there we are talking about working, like that full moon in Virgo. How do we work it? If each and every one of us
mm-hmm.
will really work at putting things together,
yeah.
by the time as we get to the Year of the Tiger, we're going to be able to expand. 2022, we're going to really have our moments, but now we have to do the rituals. We have to get our ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the hard work.
Yes.
And, you know, whether it's our health care, taking care of our health, whether it's figuring out what kind of work we want to do in the world, what is our contribution,
yeah.
how do we show up? It's all about that. This is a time for learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, Angie, we had to learn the computer.
Yeah,
and
we
the
were
computer
just talking about that, right?
Is rules computers.
Yeah.
I just
oh,
love
wow.
it. It's so synergistic.
I didn't know that. That's so true. We were just talking about that we had to learn this StreamYard, and I think it's pretty amazing that we both did it today and we got on right on time, right?
Well, you know, I think it is amazing too. This is something that, you see, we're shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, we're talking about the group
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about diversity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just talking about diversity in regards to place of origin. We're talking about the diversity between young and old.
Yeah.
We're talking about the diversity of how can I, as an elder, bring something to the young people in this world. This
mm-hmm.
is why I love the children's program.
Mm-hmm.
So many grandparents show up. And when the parents do, they go, oh my gosh, I wish I had those classes for myself when I was young, that
yeah.
somebody would have understood me. Because, you know, when we talk about everybody being connected,
mm-hmm.
we were all connected as children.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
And if there wasn't severe trauma, you know, we would remember that.
Yes.
And it's these young people coming into the program are so advanced, Angie.
I know. I know that, and I know that just with my own grandchildren, like how much more advanced they seem than we did back at that time, right?
Absolutely. And this is why, whether it's listening to our grandchildren mm-hmm. or listening to one another is very important.
Mm-hmm. You know,
listening to the universe. And remember, Taurus rules Mother Nature and Mother Earth.
Okay.
So, you know, we're in this divine aspect of when we are vibrating at a level where, you know, we could vibrate so quickly, you know, like this,
mm-hmm.
that we need to ground ourselves through proper nutrition, being in nature, and
meditation,
just getting ourselves grounding. When I wrote my book, Timeless Love, the person sitting next to me was the person that wrote the book called Earthing, which a lot of people know, about taking off your shoes and walking on the earth and stuff like that. Obviously, the snow isn't exactly something I'd recommend. Of course, here, if you get a chance to come to
Florida, you can,
walk on the sand. But springtime is around the corner. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, we've got this great equinox happening.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Bob and Jake's class are at night. So if you're sitting home on a Saturday, Sunday night, and you just want to get into the vibratory field.
Oh, yeah, listen to sound healing for sure. That to me is one of the most wonderful things, to listen to the bowls or his flute, too. I love the flute.
Well, Jacob Kennedy has his certificate. He's a certified sound healer
mm-hmm.
from the Medical Sound Association.
Wow.
This is now a profession.
I know.
Where it's certified. Yeah. And we are so blessed to be able, you know, to have almost like this private sound healing in our own home.
I agree.
I mean,
that's the nice thing about Zoom, that we can do it this way. You know what I wanted to say really quick, too, when you're talking about the kids, like how wonderful, first of all, that you're leading that program, but also I think it's important, like for the adults to attend too, as you were talking about the parents and the grandparents, because we all have like that little kid inside of us. And I feel like it's so important to connect to that side, because that side lets us be free and lets us dance and just be us like kids often are.
Right. There's the other sign of Leo, teaching our hearts to be childlike.
Yeah.
To have that innocence and that humility that we can allow our world to be brand new.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we don't have to have, and I'm not saying not to be discerning, because we will always be discerning if we are intelligent spiritual adults.
Of course.
But we have to be playful.
Yeah. And we have to
know everything that's gone on. We forgot a lot of our playfulness. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And parents need to play with their kids. But, you know, the other piece is, Angie, we all, you know, need to know that we are connected.
Yeah.
And children remind us.
They do.
You know, we're not having it this year, but I had a children's class of a bunch of kids who came in to talk about their past lives. It was amazing.
Wow.
How these kids could remember their past lives.
Wow.
And this one girl, I'll never forget her. Her name was Melissa. She insisted that her parents buy her glasses, even though she didn't need them, because that's what she wore in a past life.
Wow.
Where she knew where she was.
Wow.
They went the house, and I mean, it's amazing. So we have to listen to our children, we have to listen to our hearts,
mm-hmm.
we have to listen to a lot of things. Yeah, also in April, I understand we're going to have a wonderful class with a gentleman who's a favorite of yours and mine, Tom Kratzley.
Oh, I love Tom. I love him. He's the best healer. He's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I have to look at those classes. Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be on in April. And Vivian Permal, who is from South Africa, who has taught Lilydale, he's also got a class. I believe his class will be April 10th. I mean, how exciting that everybody can have a touchstone like Lilydale to come to be able to see you, Angie, have your meditation, to be able to be informed so that we have this beautiful sense of community, because that's what the Aquarius is about.
Yeah.
And being Aquarian, you care about the community, Angie.
Yeah, very much.
Being here and doing these things is so very important to you.
Yes. Oh, very important. And being in groups. I love to be in groups and get to share. And you get to share and you learn so much. I love to connect with people everywhere because you can talk to them, but you learn so much from every person you talk to, I feel. Always.
I think I learn so much from the kids that come to the program.
Yeah. You know, I have to say they're open.
Brilliant.
Yes.
You know, like I say, they're fresh from God.
Yeah.
So they have some insights.
You can learn so much. You know, I have to share this with you quick. Mark Thomas, and we all love Mark and Elaine Thomas Fellowships. Yeah. And Mark was talking about he's got his grandchildren, and I know you know the little kids. And he said he doesn't call it unconditional love anymore after watching his grandkids, because when they see him, they're just excited about everything and they throw themselves into his arms. And he now calls it uncontainable love. So not
That's
unconditional.
Beautiful.
And isn't that true? That's so true. And don't we all need to do that, you know, to let ourselves love, to let our hearts open. And I try to think about that too. Like, I want to show my uncontainable love. And if we watch kids, that's what they do. They dance, they run up and I know we can't hug right now, but when we can again, that, you know, they run up and hug you and just, they let themselves live and they don't worry so much about things, or they trust. You know, they hear a past life and they trust it, right? And I feel like we all need to do that more.
Yes, we do. And that's why this year's program's on Zoom, because it's very hard to tell kids not to hug and not to touch and things like that. And we want to love them the best of our abilities and keep them safe and healthy as ourselves. Because as moms, as grandparents, you know, by taking care of ourselves, as we have stated over and over during this time, we have the ability to take care of others better.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. Yeah, you can't pour from an empty pot, right? So you have to take care of yourself. Let me just read you a couple things here, Patricia, quick, because our this goes by so quickly. I'm hoping that you'll come back. So Cheryl said, thank you so much for such wonderful guidance and information, Dr. Bell. My grandson started telling me about his existence before he entered this life. I am the only person he would talk to me about this, a beautiful experience. Yes, listen, that's for sure. Somebody else, my son would talk all about his previous life when he was 2 to 4 years old. Kids are so connected.
Yeah, and it's great that you listen to it, write it down, because I have found working with the children that if there is these strong past life connections, they also can bring gifts that they had in that life through to this life that they feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, Angie, having done this 17 years, we have, there's students of the program. One's a doctor, one's a lawyer, one's an engineer, one's an architect. You know, I mean, they're designers. Because there's a lot of them that have graduated college and are out in the world, but every single one of them knows how to meditate.
Wow.
Now to listen to their intuition.
Wow.
And these are going to be the, you know, generations that are going to create this new world coming mm-hmm. that we are a part of, that we are molding into.
For sure.
I think that despite the difficulties that have happened, whether it be the snowstorms in Texas or anything,
yeah.
it's a transformative energy
mm-hmm.
that we are tapping into so that we can be the best we can be.
I think so too. I totally think so. And our children can be the models. I think that's wonderful that you do that with the children and allow them to teach them to meditate or be connected to their intuition, because a lot of times I think kids come in with that. And then as they start to go to school or different things like that, they're encouraged to connect to their intellect, which is important, but not to their imagination. And those intuition gifts go away. They don't go away. Yeah. They don't go away. They just get set aside.
They get buried.
Yeah, they get buried.
They get
yeah.
buried. And most of the people probably watching it were very intuitive as children.
Mm-hmm.
And because the world got in the way, mm-hmm. it got buried.
Yes.
Now, I very rarely go without talking about my grandson. My grandson, Bailey, was the inspiration for the program.
Ah.
He became an ordained spiritualist minister at 14.
Wow.
Through the City of Light. And he took the whole adult class with Patricia Price at City of Light.
Wow.
And what happened was there were some people who said, how could you make a 14-year-old a minister? And they confronted me and they said, where is his congregation? And I said, I'll give you one word. And they said, what? I said, Facebook.
That's true.
And yeah. because my grandson grew up and he basically worked as a healer with Patricia,
mm-hmm.
when kids died of suicide and things during his high school year, he had the words and the understanding to help them.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
and
so
he
true.
Knew that he could meditate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I guess my point is, it's not about making cookie cutter mediums.
Mm-mm.
It's about us using these gifts successfully mm-hmm. throughout our entire lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoops. Okay, 90 seconds. I forgot it did that. I can't believe how quickly this went. I loved having you on, and I could tell by the comments, we didn't even read all the comments, but everybody else did too. I hope that you'll come back on really soon and we can continue with this conversation. Thank you, Patricia. This was awesome.
Great, Angie, and thank you for posting all those events, and I hope
Zoom. Yes, and everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back again next Friday at noon on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. My name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt, and thank you so much. I love seeing you all on. I love that you wrote all your comments, and we are going to read them all. Thank you. Almost there. I got to turn the other one off. And.